This is CFRA Live on News Talk 580 CFRA.
.752 here on CFRA Live. I'm Andrew Pinson with you until 9 o'clock this morning. An aggressive and invasive plant called phragmites is quietly threatening some of the wetlands in Lanark County. It looks very similar to a reed, but it has a much more devastating impact on biodiversity. Dave Overholt is a self-described avid citizen scientist from Almont and first noticed phragmites near White Lake back in 2017. He joins us this morning to discuss this unique problem. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm great.
So this has been something that's been around for almost 4 years now, since you first noticed it. So perhaps just explain for listeners what exactly these phragmites look like.
Well, it's pronounced phragmites. Its common name is European common reed, and as that suggests, it's come from outside North America. It's been slowly establishing itself for over 200 years, but it got a huge acceleration when we, post-war era, we started developing our roads and byways. So right now, if you travel any 400 series highway, you have seen it. If you've gone to Montreal, you've seen it. If you've gone down to Toronto, if you've gone up to Georgian Bay. And it has locked in on the Great Lakes area. And in southern Ontario, it's a big problem. It has been so for a good 10, 15 years, where people like myself have gotten quite upset by the situation, are trying to do something about it. Eastern Ontario is different in many ways. And one of the ways it's different is, unlike southern Ontario, we are blessed with a magnificent number of small, interrelated, interconnected wetlands, and these wetlands are extensive, particularly in Lanark, Renfrew, North Frontenac. You know what I'm talking about, because you've seen them, you've enjoyed them, you appreciate them, and we recognize it as characteristic of these areas that we're so familiar with. In my case, I'm on White Lake, and I've discovered this invasive plant. It's come here through the road networks, but the real concern is, what do we do when it gets off the roads? At the present time, there is a developing policy around roadside management, and that's all fine and good. Lanark County Public Works is doing a magnificent job on this. I hope all the other counties do the same, but to make a real impact, this plant doesn't want to live by roadsides any more than we do. This plant is targeting our wetlands, because what it does, it dries them out, eliminates diversity, eliminates things like turtles, many types of marsh nesting birds, reduces the insect population. The list is quite extensive, too long for this little short broadcast, but it really eliminates the support wetlands give to our pollinators, which is another major factor. So there are many, many factors why we don't want it in our wetlands. So what can we do about it? If I may just to do two plugs here. One is the public access to a mapping system that's publicly supported by the Ontario government, and that's EdMaps Ontario. So if you Google search EdMaps Ontario, EDDMAPS, you'll have the opportunity to explore what has been reported by citizen scientists like myself. And if you go to the Ontario Public, the Ontario Invasive Plant Council, OIPC, that's got on that website wonderful documentation about how to manage the plants. The message here is that it is up to us, not some third party, to look after this situation.
And if for people that that wanted to, you know, they hear this and they say, oh, perhaps, you know, this is something that I've seen down, you know, at a pond back behind our house or at wherever it is. What's the best ways to go about looking for it and identifying it at this point?
Well, if you do become familiar with the EdMap system, it's interactive and you can see what other people have done. So once you're familiar with what the plant looks like, or drive out to Carlton Place and watch how the immediate landscape changes. Those big plants you're seeing are not there by municipal action. They're actually there as an invasive. So you can see it in the landscape. Once you have a sense of the urgency of the situation, what you can do is use simple tools available to you. One's a process called spading. I won't get into it, but it's simple. It's on the OIPC handbook, which you can download. It's a PDF. And you can put those practices in place on your own property where you have found it. The situation, if left unattended, will get out of hand and beyond the control. But right now, most of the situation for our wetlands, the occurrence of this plant is in a controllable state. It is still able to, we are still able to push back on its spread. So I do hope people get this message and put it in as something they would like to do. And I encourage everyone to start doing it.
And just quickly, maybe, Dave, explain to us how this becomes, so we've got one of these plants, how does it quickly, I guess, block out other things around it, or how does it take over
massive
from other
growth.
Things?
It uses a rhizome extension, can grow up to, it's been recorded up to 100 meters long, but 10 meters is a significant length with cones or shoots coming up every 10 centimeters along it, and that density blocks out sunlight, blocks out diversity, robs out the nutrients, and there's a process under the ground that we're not familiar with called an allelopathic process where the microorganisms are used by Phragmites to generate gallic acid, which destructs the fibers, the rootlet systems of neighboring native plants. And so there's multi-levels of which it spreads, and it does spread by seed. It does not build up a seed bank, but it does spread by seed, and so one of the things I'm advocating is people avoid contaminating further areas by the use of spreading the seed. So if we harvest before it goes to seed, which in this area would be about late August, you're robbing the plant's ability to use seed as a mechanism of dispersal. And so there are weaknesses in the plant system that we can coordinate on and do something about.
Yeah, it sounds like the ultimate kind of a weed. We'll leave it there, Dave, but thanks so much for your time today. I very much appreciate it.
Great. Thank you for this opportunity, and keep up the good work with COVID, okay?
Thanks, Dave.
You guys are doing a good job.
You too. Take care. Down in Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark, you guys are doing a great job as well. Dave Overholt from Almont, a citizen scientist, talking about Phragmites, a fascinating little devastating plant or weed that's been introduced having problems down in Lanark County across southern Ontario. Going to take a quick break for the news. On the other side, we'll chat with Dr. Doug Manuel, a senior scientist at the Ottawa Hospital, about the latest on COVID-19. ICUs and vaccines here on CFRA Live. We're with you until 9 o'clock this morning.